Hallelujah. Well, without further ado, jump on your feet as we welcome the one and only Minister Grace Ayeto to take us further.
Good evening, church. You all are looking beautiful. Let me talk like Dr. Odilia. All right, amen. Let us just build up our spirit tonight. Let us just pray in the spirit and open our spirit to God tonight. Jude 1:12 says, build up yourself, your most holy faith, by speaking in tongues, by praying in tongues. Zegede bogo zagada hinde lemende ushiata librahata and o manne naile brahuzi kapale ketele bogo sakata manto zelebraida handeida hosete rokota le bahata iga bahata egedede reketele gede bahatu zeke baha manka liga badose reketele gede bente librahata Rokoto regede bahaha ekeli bahato saima imande lebro saira. Build up yourself tonight, build up your spirit tonight. Labahata jekete yakata indo sata liga bahata eria mando seria bahante ria garada manto sia namasekete. Father, we worship you. Lord, we exalt you. I just said in my spirit, the Holy Spirit said, I'm ready to take this church to the next level. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for bringing us here tonight. Thank you, Father, because our hearts are ready to receive from you. And our minds are open, oh God. Thank you, Father, because the entrance of your word brings light. It brings light to us, oh God. Thank you, Father, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we pray according to your words in Job 32 verse 8 that says there is a spirit in man and the breath of the Almighty gives understanding. Lord, we ask for your understanding of your word tonight in the name of Jesus. We uproot every thought and imaginations. We uproot every stronghold in this place tonight in the heart of your people, those that are online and on site. We bind every distraction from our midst tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we are ready to receive from you tonight. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We can all have our seat. You all are welcome to tonight's service. It's good to see you all, and it's always a privilege to come before you to bring the word, to preach the word of God. I thank God for giving me this opportunity to be able to serve in his church and to be able to preach his word. It is a great privilege, just like Pastor Esther preached on Sunday. It is a great privilege. Amen. And I want to thank my father and mother in the Lord, Pastor Blaise and Pastor Esther, for giving me this opportunity to preach. Amen. Thank you for all you do. May the Lord continue to bless you, sir. Amen. And I want to thank all our pastors, Pastor Victor, Pastor Peter, all our ministers in the house. May the Lord bless you all. All our volunteers, thank you for all you are doing. God bless you all. Amen. All right. So we're still in the series of Build Your Church. And we are the church that God wants to build, right? And I remember Pastor Victor preached about the keys that God has given unto us as a church, which are authority and multiplication. He has given us the authority to even multiply. And Dr. Odilia preached about lace. I kept on meditating on that word, like it cannot, I don't know, I cannot even forget about it. Do we all remember what the hell stands for? Listen. Listen. Active listening. God cannot build a church who is not ready to listen. Apart from listening to the people around us, even in conversation, but God cannot build Any man that cannot listen, that cannot practice that active listening, because that is where he's going to release secret unto us when we listen. We need to stop. I mean, sometimes we need to engage ourselves in listening to God more than praying. I mean, prayer is good, but sometimes God wants to speak. He wants to tell us something. Amen. She talks about adaptability. God has made us a human that is able to adapt in every situation. Consistency, that is my bestie. Like, I love being consistent. Consistent, I know Pastor Blaise also preached about consistency is the key. Consistency is very, very important in our walk with God. Even in your life, even in your dealing with people. Nobody wants to have anything to do with someone who is not consistent. And emotional intelligence. Amen. And my mother here brought another fire on Sunday about building the church as a privilege. Amen. It is a privilege unto us, and we need to embrace that. But my message tonight, when I was meditating and asking the Holy Spirit what He wants me to bring tonight, the first thing that the Holy Spirit put in my heart is awake, awake. Awake. The church needs to awake. The church needs to wake up from their sleep. Amen. I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 14. If the media team can help with that, please. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14. It says, "Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead. And Christ will give you light. Awake, you who sleep." I read it again. You who sleep in the church. You who are slumbering. Awake. Arise from the dead. Arise from your spiritual slumbering. Arise. 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 Arise from the dead. We need to be awake from our spiritual sleep and slumber. Amen. Verse 15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Father of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God." Amen. Amen. You know, this topic, I really loved it, and I thank God for making the church leadership to pick this topic. It's a very, very important topic. It is important to God. And it is important to you and I. Because we are the one that God wants to build. We are the one that God wants to build. He's not building a house. We are the one that God wants to build. Even, like, I know the first time I saw my schedule, I was like, "Pastor Victor, please, I'm not going to preach on that day." I sent him a message. I said, because I have a class from early morning till around 5 p.m. I don't know if I'm going to be there. I'll be tired, this and that. But I kept on struggling in my spirit, like, mm-mm. So I sent him a message back. I said, "Don't worry, I'm going to do it." I said, "Nothing will stop me from preaching the word." Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Because I really love this topic. And the point that I want to emphasize on is the fact that we are in the last days. And God needs to build us. He needs to equip us so we'll be able to stand in this last day. God needs to build us. We need to be equipped. We need to be strengthened. Because there are various things that are going on nowadays that as a Christian, if you are not standing very well, your leg or your feet will be swept away. The world has been brought into the church, and the church is going also into the world. But we have to stand. We have to make ourselves open for God to build us. God is looking for a church that is willing. is looking for a church that is available. He's looking for a church that is able. He's looking for a church that is consistent. He's looking for a church that is committed, devoted, a church that will sacrifice, a church that will go through fire no matter what is going on out there. God is looking for a church who will be a watchman over his people. A watchman. Watchman that will stand in the place of prayer. Isaiah 62 talks about a watchman, that God has made you and I as a watchman, if you don't know. Watchman for this end time. A watchman that is ready to stand in the place of prayer. Prayer over our children, over families, over brothers and sisters. A watchman that is able to pray for the souls of men. A watchman that says they will never rest. They will not keep quiet. They will not be silent until God establishes his will on earth. That is the kind of church that God is looking for. But we need to make ourselves available. We need to do our own part. If we want God to build his church, we need to do our own part in the building. If I need help, I need something from someone, I cannot just sit down and be looking. I need to do my own part. I need to. May God help us. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want the media team to help with 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1 to 9. Even the Bible says, we should ask and it shall be given. So if we don't ask, we will not receive anything because we have to ask. You have to do your own part in asking so you can receive. It's the same thing in us doing our own part as the body of Christ in building his church. He says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. We're in the last day. That's why God wants us to be awake. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, please verse 2, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, verse 3, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. That is what is going on right now. Lovers of pleasure is so much. That's why even the church is accommodating. They just want to perform. They just want to make people comfortable. Having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. Verse 6. For this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Even though most of them are in the church. Always learning, always listening to the word of God. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith. Verse 9. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Please, can you put verse 13? Please. May the Lord help us. This is why God needs to build us. Because we're going to be the one to help all these people. We're going to be the one to change their life. He says, but evil men and imposters, we grow worse and worse. Are we not seeing that? We are seeing that today. Deceiving and being deceived. We need to wake up, church. Verse 14, please. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and be assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. 15. And from childhood, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. This took my attention, like, because Paul is talking to Timothy there. He says, from childhood. If you open your Bibles to 2 Timothy 1 verse 5, Timothy's mother, Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois, they were the one that trained him in the way of the Lord. They bring him up in the way of the Lord. Parents, please. The children are growing in the world in a perverse nation. They are growing in this kind of world that's, you know, we are not seeing everything going out there. They are in school. We don't know what they are listening to. We don't know what they are putting in their mind. We don't know. Parents, you need to engage in the lives of your children. Engage them in prayer and reading the word of God. Make it a lifestyle unto them. Because the children who are part of the church that God wants to build. And we must never let them, we must not put them aside. They are part of the church that God wants to build. And it starts with us as the parents. Because he told us in Proverbs 22 verse 6 that train up your child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. We can see that in the life of child, in the life of Timothy. Train them. Nurture them. Even though your child is still a baby, they cannot understand yet. They have ears. They can hear you. Read the word. Keep talking the word of God to them. Pray for them. I remember there is a Bible verse, maybe it's in Isaiah or Psalm, I'm not really sure. It says, you have made me know wisdom from my mother's womb. From my mother's womb. If you are still a single, don't wait until you start giving birth before you start praying over your seed. Because you are bringing those seed into a perverse world. A word that has no mercy. You know what? I was listening to a video. I saw a video. And in a parent teachers association. And a man stood up. He was reading a book that was given to one of his children to bring home to read. The title of the book is like Everything is Normal or something. And the man started reading the content of the book in the meeting. And the principal was telling him, please stop. He said, no, I'm not going to stop. If it's irritating your ears, how much more my own children? He was so mad. He was raging. That's the kind of word. You don't know the books that your children are reading. Check whatever they are reading. If they're on the phone, look at what they are looking. If they're watching the TV, look at what they are watching. If they're online, make sure you know what they are watching online. There is another video that was just released. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It says, we are coming for your children. That's the song they are singing. But thank God for our children here. They are grounded. They are grounded in the solid rock, in the dark foundation. That's why we parents, we have to make sure they are grounded. They have to be grounded. So that the gates of hell will not prevail over them. If you see your children behaving, your child behaving somehow, call him or her. Talk to them. Let them know what is going on in their mind. Engage in their life. Engage. Don't be too busy for them. Don't be too busy, no matter what. Don't be too busy. You know, there is this YouTube video, Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do. Oh, Lord, we need to go and watch that thing again. In that video, they promoted this thing in that video. And if you're not sensitive, you will not see. You just see it as a normal children song. So we need to get involved. We need to know whatever they are watching, whatever they are doing. 24/7. 24/7. When they go to school and they come back, ask them what happened in school today. Talk to them, engage, interact, chat with them, pray for them, reprimand them, counsel them. Lead them in the way of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, do your own part in the building of the church. Do your own part. What are the areas that God wants us to build our own part? The first one is in unity. Unity. Psalm 133 from verse 1 to 3. Please. In unity. I'll be going really, really fast, please. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, And it says life forevermore. For there, in our unity, in our oneness, God, we command his blessing. You remember that story of the Tower of Babel? It's in Genesis chapter 9 from verse 11 from 1 to 9. I'm not going to read it, but you know, God came down because they were united. He said, these ones, nothing can even come stop them. But he has to come down by himself to confuse them. Depending on our purpose, when we are united, our unity attracts God. Our unity prompts God. Our unity makes God to bless us life forevermore. Another one is love. Please, media, can you help me? Romans 12, verse 9. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Zikapu selem rahida go shatabaya. He says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Verse 10. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation, continue steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another, because those are the ways that God will be able to build us. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one for evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. And lastly, do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That is how God is going to build us when we follow all this word. Another one is the area of prayers. I can never emphasize on prayers. Prayers. Bible says the fervent, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and it produces a great result. Amen. We have different platforms of prayers in this church. You won't blame anybody here because all platforms are open. For you to join in, for you to call in, for you to pray. Let me tell you one story. Not a story. It's like what the Holy Spirit did with me. 2 years ago, all through the night, the Holy Spirit woke me up to pray for the church. I don't even know that I'll be preaching this word today. The Holy Spirit said I should pray for the church. And I was crying because the Holy Spirit was showing me different kinds of things that is going to happen to the church in the future. Because of those things I was seeing, I was crying like a baby. I was praying, I was crying all night. I woke up in the morning, I was still praying and crying because I was filled with that heavy urge. I was praying, I was crying. God is looking for a watchman that will wake up in the middle. God doesn't need to wake anybody up to pray. God doesn't need to give us timetable for us to wake up and pray. God is looking for the watchman that will pray. Pray over his church, over all our pastors and ministers. Pray over the church family, over all our children. A watchman that will say we will not rest. We will not have our peace. We will not be quiet until we see God establishes his will. Another thing is our steadfastness. We need to be steadfast. That is in 2 Peter chapter 3, 14 to 18. Another thing is faith. Hebrews 11, 6 says, for without faith. Okay, let me read the one of steadfastness real quick. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spots and blameless. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which unthought and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also to the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forevermore. Amen. We are aware of that. Another one is faith. Jude chapter 3. Jude is just one chapter anyway. Jude chapter 3:3-4 and 20. Jude verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Contend for your faith. In this last day, contend for it. Don't let go. Verse 4, please. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men who turned the grace of our God into lewdness and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 20 says, God help us. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, always. Another word is living by the word. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let us make sure that it's accordingly. The word is a lamp, is a light, is a direction, is an instruction for us. Another thing is our service to him. 2 Timothy 4, as I'm wrapping up, chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. This verse, when I was reading it, I was crying. It says, for I am ready being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. That is Paul. Verse 7, please. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I started praying. I was asking God for grace. Finally, there is a laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Your service to him. Pastor Esther has already emphasized a lot on that, and I'm not going to say much, but make sure you serve God in any way you are. Serve him. I'm reaping a lot of fruit, a lot of advantage, being serving in this church. A lot. Serving God consistently. Being consistent is a spirit. It is a grace. We need to pray for it. If you want, you know what? If you want God to move quickly on your behalf, serve in this church and be consistent with it. Serve. And you Pastor Esther, usually you say that to me. Sister Grace, use your work. God sees your work. Use that to pray to him. He knows what you are doing. He knows your sacrifice. Use that. And I've seen the end of, in fact, Pastor Victor, next week Sunday, put me for a testimony. And also, tomorrow is the 17th. It makes it 7 years that I left Nigeria. So I am so grateful to God. Yes, I pray my way from Nigeria to this place. I prayed, and I'm not going to stop praying. Amen. Also, preaching the word. That's my last point. Preaching, that's the purpose. You see all those people, different kind of things that are going on right now. That is why God wants to build us as a church. So we can go out when God has equipped us, when he has developed us. We'll be able to go out there and help people. Preach the word to them and teach them the word. And lastly, I have this verse that the Holy Spirit put in my heart. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27. It says that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. Please, I'm not done, I beg. or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So that's the kind of church that he wants. That's the kind of church that he wants to build. A church that is spotless, no wrinkles. A church that we are not only gathering to pray, we are gathering to do the work of God fervently. Not gathering to say unnecessary things. In fact, if you are standing too much with someone and you are talking, just tell the person, can we pray? When the conversation is not going anywhere. God is looking. This is what God wants to do at the end. Jesus Christ wants to present us as a glorious church. After he has built us, he wants to present us as a glorious church. Not having spot, no wrinkle, but we should be holy and without blemish. May the Lord help us. Can we all rise up on our feet? Before I hand over the mic, I want us to pray and ask God to build us, to give us the grace for him to build us. I want us to pray and tell God, Lord, give us the grace for you to build us. Help us to walk in your ways. Help us to do all these things that you have commanded us to do, so that we'll be able to be built as a perfect church, as a glorious church, a church without spot, a church without wrinkles. Ligabo sotayarabaha. We are the one that God wants to build. And that message is for you and I, for us to be awake. Be awake in this last day. Be awake. Don't drag your feet. Don't be lukewarm. Liko basita libra antele abada. Stop playing church. Stop playing church. Stop playing yourself. Stop playing God. God is in the business of building his people. And he's telling you at night today that you should be awake. Wake up from your sleep. Wake up from your slumber. Wake up and come to the light of him. Wake up and do what he has commanded you and I to do. Rika boso tali gaba. Indere boso tali gaba. Masi gaba shatali gaba. Lord, we receive your grace tonight. The grace for you to build us. We are open. We are available. Rika toso tali gaba. Father, we worship you. We exalt you. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you for your grace, oh God. Your grace, your grace, your grace. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.